So let's wrap up with what you loved about this last experience, and then we'll go around the room again about what your takeaways were from the whole day, and then we'll probably be at 4:40 and we'll be done. So real quick, what did you love about this exercise?
Yeah, I can chip in here. Well, first of all, it was great to become aware that I have this guide called The Gatekeeper. And I felt like she told me, you know, that she loves her responsibility, her assignment, and she's here to help me. But, you know, she'll do her job if I do mine. You know, just like I got to keep my house clean, my yard clean, I've got to keep my energy clean. Otherwise, it makes it tough for her to keep the junkies out. So I just have to I'll use her and, you know, do my part, and she'll do her part, and we'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very honest, and I believe that that's very, very accurate. Good for you. Who wants to go next?
This is Barb. I also didn't know that I had a gatekeeper, and it's interesting to meet that person. And I am assuming that I need to work the gatekeeper into my protection prayer when I set up my protection. So
yeah,
that's a new aspect.
Yes, yes. Yes, beautiful. And next person, what did you love about this exercise?
I loved meeting the gatekeeper and the innocence and the strength of him. And I just... It was just a beautiful image.
Beautiful. And Irene, what did you love about this exercise?
I loved going through all the different feelings and meeting a different version of my higher self, and meeting the gatekeeper.
And what?
And meeting the gatekeeper.
Yeah. So you all noticed a difference between the gatekeeper and your higher self, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
now,
yeah.
isn't that exciting?
Yes, that is.
Yes.
So you have met two very real beings that are here with you. So what would you say were the greatest highlights of your day today?
Well, going into this, I was I had some trepidation. I had some fear and, meeting these guides, and it just has all been wonderful. It's just so empowering knowing I have all these people, these energies that are here to help me. And, to me, that's so overwhelmingly awesome.
Yep. Wonderful. And you know how to work with them.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Beautiful. Okay, who wants to go next? What were the highlights for you and what you loved about the day?
Well, I'll echo Steve's empowering and the belief shift that just was almost instantaneous. It's just like wham. And I'm really excited about moving forward. This is going to be amazing.
Yeah. Beautiful. Who wants to go next?
I'll go. I would say that even though I think I'm not clear, I am pretty clear. And feeling the higher level of love from the guides and from this group is contributing to the clarity. Not just contributing, but really supporting it. So I'm humbled and grateful.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that you know how to work with the guides that you have met today?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And do you feel that this action plan and your spring cleaning is ready to build some momentum?
Definitely. I have questions about spring cleaning because I have the baby. But my interactions with my gatekeeper is a shapeshifter. So I feel like there's more to discover
mm-hmm.
when we communicate more. So that I can't describe it. I finally feel like I have another world of possibilities to live more, to have more depth to what's going on in my life.
Yes. Now, all of your goals would include you being a mother of this new growing baby. So I'm not sure what you meant when you said that about having the baby. Say that again.
I think I came in thinking that I have to do a because the baby comes into this life with a combination of whatever I have given and my father has given. And it feels like there's a more expansive spring cleaning than just for me, like me as Irene or baby as baby. It feels like it's more than that, and I was overwhelmed with that. But I think that's where the questions come up, is my brain and my heart aren't exactly absorbing what a simple step can do expansively, if that makes sense.
I lost that last part.
So if by taking care of the concept of loving oneself, and taking care of oneself actually takes care of everyone and everybody, it's taking it to a whole other level. So these action plans, these goals, even though they seem like they're just for me, they're for also for the baby, but it's more far-reaching than that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Beautiful. Good for you. Okay, and our last contender. What did you love about the day?
Well, I agree with Steve that it's wonderful to know that there are two beings specifically on my side, and the gatekeeper as a bridge to other guides, I think will be very, very helpful for me, because I need a bridge rather than a leap. So
yeah,
I like those. Yeah.
Yeah. Well said. And you can ask these various questions that you want clarity about, and how to organize your thinking, given your religious background and given your nature of, you know, prove it to me. I think that your gatekeeper would be an excellent resource to go to with those kinds of questions. You know what I mean, Barb?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Wonderful. All right. Well, that's it. I am so proud of all of you. Anything you all want to say to me, I always like to add that, because, you know, I'm in the circle too here. So
I would love
yeah.
to say something to you, Sasha.
What, Steve? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I would love to say something to you. I want to thank you personally, because, first of all, for caring enough about me to, you know, getting me involved in this class, and, you know, not just taking my first response. And I just know how much you put into these classes, you know, the pre-work, during the class, and, you know, of course, the follow-up is it's a lot of work. And I just want to thank you. You just, how much you invest, and it really helps me so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. And to all of you, thank you.
Thank you, Steve, for saying that. Thank you very much. Who'd like to go next?
Well, I certainly echo what Steve's enthusiasm and his praise and adoration for your caring for us and for putting this together, the amount of time and energy and contact with your guides that it takes to put together something that speaks to each one of us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Barb. Very true. Thank you, thank you. Who'd like to go next?
I'll echo that and add my humble thanks that not only do you guide us to find our guides, but you are one of my guides.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's a great honor. Thank you. And yeah, how about you, Irene, darling?
I would say echo everybody, second everybody, what everybody said, and that you are a prime example on mentor to show us what it means to connect with guides. It's been a long journey. We some of us have been with you for a long time, and just like Steve said, just being that pillar of strength all throughout, is it means a lot. And I don't even know that words can do it justice, but again, very grateful, very humbling, and at the same time exciting, because mm-hmm. it's like, if you can do it, I can do it.
Right.
In a positive way, right? In a good way.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you all. That was so beautiful. Thank you. Well, you've got my number. That's the expression. You got my number. All righty. Well, we're going to get together. I'm not sure if it'll be Monday or Wednesday. I thought it might be Monday to do your first accelerator implementation exercise, but my guidance is saying more like the middle of the week. Would you all prefer that I send these out the middle of the week or on Monday?
Wednesday is fine with me. Middle of the week is fine.
Okay.
Middle
it is then. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your connection with your gatekeeper on your hot date. And I look forward to the updates in the Facebook group. Sending you so much love. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Love you all.